What is the science behind affirmations? Why most of the affirmations don't work? What is the science behind affirmations? Why most of the affirmations don't work? Do affirmations really work? Monks have been using affirmations forever. Mantras, as they call it in Sanskrit. Monks use these beads to chant on, and a lot of times people say these are prayer beads. Yeah, you can say they are prayer beads, but they are actually more like affirmation or mantra beads. Use of this is to actually program our subconscious. So as we chant on each bead, we chant an affirmation, I am happy or I am confident, and you repeat the same one count over and over again. There are 108 beads in mantra beads. You can imagine how subconscious gets programmed. So with affirmations, three ingredients are necessary: concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, and corresponding feeling. Most people don't understand when it comes to affirmation, they just say words but not visualization and no feeling. For example, if I say I love apples as a concise choice of positive words, now when I say the word I, my mind knows that I am talking about me. When I say the word love, my mind knows that he likes it, he enjoys it, and he adores it. That's what love means to him. When I say apples, my mind gets confused because it searched my entire hard drive for occurrence of the word apple. Red apple, green apple, yellow apple, Apple MacBook, Apple Watch, Apple iPhone. What apples I am talking about? I have no idea, right? So the words alone is not enough. So that's why we have visualization. So when I say I love apples and visualize a bright red apple, my mind goes, oh, that's what he's talking about. I love apples. He loves bright red apples. Now words and visualization are important. And the next is feeling. Feeling is emotion and emotion is an energy. The famous scientist Tesla said that to find secrets of universe, think in terms of energy, frequency and vibration. Everything is made up of energy, vibrating at certain frequency. So the chants, molecules and atoms that are vibrating at certain frequency, binding it together and creating certain matter. Finally, belief is that everything around the world is vibrating at certain frequency, and if you can go it into your subconscious and create pattern, infuse it with energy that's vibrating at certain frequency, you can attract the things similar nature of it. So if you go into your subconscious, you repeat the affirmations that has a concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, and you infuse a feeling into it. What does it feel like? It starts vibrating your subconscious at that frequency. Now it attracts anything of similar vibration or similar frequency towards it. So if you know how the subconscious works and you know how the program it you how pro, to program using affirmations, then you can draw and bring physically into your life anything you want. What is the science behind affirmations? Why most of the affirmations don't work? Do affirmations really work? Monks have been using affirmations forever. Mantras, as they call it in Sanskrit. Monks use this bead to chant on, and a lot of times people say these are prayer beads. Yeah, you can say they are prayer beads, but they are actually more like affirmation or mantra beads. Use of this is actually to program our subconscious. So as we chant on each bead, we chant an affirmation, I am happy or I am confident, and you repeat the same one chant over and over again. There are 108 beads. You can imagine how your subconscious get programmed. With affirmations, three ingredients are necessary: concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, and a corresponding feeling. Most people don't understand this. When it comes to affirmation, they just say the words, but no visualization and no feeling. For example, if I say I love apples as a concise choice of positive words, now when I say the word I, my mind knows that I am talking about me. When I say the word love, my mind knows that he likes it, He enjoys it and he adores it. That's what love means to him. But when I say apples, my mind gets confused because it is searching my entire hard drive for every occurrence of the word apple. Red apple, green apple, yellow apple, Apple MacBook, Apple Watch, or Apple iPhone. What apples I am talking about? I have no idea, right? So the word alone is not enough. So that's why we have a visualization. So when I say I love apples and visualize bright red apple, my mind goes, oh, that's what he's talking about. I love bright red apples. Now words and visualization are important. Next is feeling. Feeling is emotion and emotion is energy. The famous scientist Tesla said that to find the secrets of universe, think in terms of energy, frequency and vibration. Everything is made up of energy that vibrating at certain frequency. So the chance molecules and atoms that are vibrating at certain frequency, binding it together and creating certain matter. Finally, belief is that everything around the world is vibrating at certain frequency. If you can get your subconscious and create a pattern, infuse it with energy that's vibrating at a certain frequency, you can attract the things similar nature to it. Hence, if you go into your subconscious, you repeat an affirmation as a concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, infuse a feeling into it. What does it feel like? It starts vibrating your subconscious at a frequency. Now it attracts anything of similar vibration or similar frequency towards it. So if you know the subconscious works and you know how to program using affirmations, then you can draw and bring into your life anything you want. What is science behind affirmations? Why most of the affirmations don't work? Do affirmations really work? Monks have been using affirmations forever. Mantras, as they call it in Sanskrit. Monks use these beads to chant on. And a lot of times people say these are prayer beads. Yeah, you can say they are prayer beads, but they're actually more like affirmation or mantra beads. Use of this to actually program our subconscious. So as we chant on each bead, we chant an affirmation, I am happy or I am confident, and you repeat the same one chant over and over again. There are 108 beads. You can imagine how your subconscious get programmed. With affirmations, three ingredients are necessary. Concise choice of positive words, clear visualization and a corresponding feeling. Most people don't understand this. When it comes to affirmation, they just say the words, but no visualization and no feeling. For example, if I say I love apples as a concise choice of positive words, now when I say the word I, my mind knows that I am thinking about me. When I say the word love, my mind knows that he likes it, he enjoys it and he adores it. That's what love means to him. When I say apples, my mind gets confused because it is searching my entire hard drive for every occurrence of the word apple, red apple, green apple, yellow apple, Apple MacBook, Apple Watch and Apple iPhone. What apples I am talking about? I have no idea. Right, so words alone is not enough. So that's why we have a visualization. So when I say I love apples and I visualize a bright red apple, my mind goes, oh, that's what he's thinking about. I love bright red apples. Now the words and visualization are important. Next is feeling. Feeling is emotion and emotion is an energy. The famous scientist Tesla said that to find the secrets of universe, think in terms of energy, frequency and vibration. Everything is made up of energy that vibrating at a certain frequency. So the chance molecules and atoms that are vibrating at certain frequency, binding it together and creating a certain matter. Finally, belief is that everything around the world is vibrating at certain frequency. And if you can go into your subconscious and create a pattern, infuse it with energy that's vibrating at certain frequency, you can attract the things similar nature of it. Hence, If you go to your subconscious, you repeat the affirmation with concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, and infuse a feeling into it. What does it feel like? It starts to vibrate your subconscious at frequency. Now it attracts anything of similar vibration or similar frequency towards it. So if you can know the subconscious, so if you know how the subconscious works and you know how to program, so if you know how the subconscious works and you know how to program its effort, so if you know how the subconscious works and you know how to program its using affirmation, so if you know how subconscious works and you know how to program it using affirmations, then you can bring into your life anything you want. What is the science behind affirmations? Why most of the affirmations don't work? Do affirmations really work? Monks have been using the affirmations forever. Mantras, as they call it in Sanskrit, monks use beads to chant on. And a lot of times people say these are prayer beads. Yeah, you can say they are prayer beads, but they are actually more like affirmation or mantra beads. Use of this to actually program our subconscious. So, as we chant on each bead, we chant an affirmation, I am happy or I am confident, and you repeat the same chant over and over again. There are 108 beads. You can imagine how your subconscious get programmed. With affirmations, three ingredients are necessary: concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, and a corresponding feeling. Most people don't understand this. When it comes to affirmation, they just say the words, but no visualization and no feeling. For example, if I say I love apples as a concise choice of positive words, now when I say the word I, my mind knows that I am talking about me. When I say the word love, my mind knows that he likes it, he enjoys it, and he adores it. That's what love means to him. But when I say apples, my mind gets confused because it is searching my entire hard drive for every occurrence of the word apple, like red apple, green apple, yellow apple, Apple MacBook, Apple Watch, and Apple iPhone. What apples I am talking about? I have no idea. Right, so words alone is not enough. So that's why we have a visualization. So when I say I love apples and visualize a bright red apple, my mind goes, oh, that's what he's talking about. I love bright red apples. Now words and visualization are important. Next is feeling. Feeling is emotion. Emotion is energy. Famous scientist Tesla said that to find secrets of universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration. Everything is made up of energy that vibrating at certain frequency. So the chants, molecules, and atoms that are vibrating at a certain frequency, binding it together and creating a certain matter. Finally, belief is that everything around the world is vibrating at certain frequency. And if you can go into your subconscious and create a pattern, infuse it with energy that's vibrating at certain frequency, you can attract the things of similar nature to it. Hence, if you go to your subconscious, you repeat an affirmation with concise choice of positive words, clear visualization, infuse a feeling into it. What does it feel like? It starts to vibrating your subconscious at that frequency. Now, it attracts anything of a similar vibration or a similar frequency towards it. So, if you can know how the subconscious works and you know how to program it using affirmations, then you can bring into your life anything you want.